But this guy George Santos is like, he's like Barry Lyndon. He's like, you know what I mean? Like he's like there aren't criminals like this anymore. Like he's just scofflaw. It's not just that he's like a thief and a liar. It's that he's like had to flee multiple countries and principalities due to his lies. Like his types of crimes are like promising an elephant for the viceroy and accepting the deposit and not delivering. If they ever persecute this guy, he's not going to be like arrested by the NYPD. He's going to be like, you know, it'll be letters of marque. Like a privateer will have to apprehend him. He's a real old timey figure, but he's going to
get attained by the crown.
Yeah, he's going to be impressed into service. He's going to have to work for the Prussian military. What a guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's impressed into service in the Prussian military. And then Congressman George Santos killed in a duel by his stepson over the properties he fleeced out of his widowed mother. How I acquired the style and title of Long Island Republican Congressman. Says George Santos, whose election to Congress on Long Island last month helped Republicans clinch a narrow majority in the House of Representatives, built his candidacy on the notion that he was the full embodiment of the American dream and was running to safeguard a brother. That absolutely. Is not cap at all.
That is not a lie. That's the truest thing anyone has ever said.
His campaign biography amplified his storybook journey. He is the son of Brazilian immigrants and the first openly gay Republican to win a House seat as a non-incumbent. By his account, he catapulted himself from a New York City public college, to become a seasoned Wall Street financier and investor with a family-owned real estate portfolio of 13 properties and an animal rescue charity that saved more than 2,500 dogs and cats. But a New York Times review of public documents and court filings in the United States and Brazil, as well as various attempts to verify claims that Mr. Santos, 34, made on the campaign trail, calls into question key parts of his resume that he sold to voters. Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, the marquee Wall Street firms on Mr. Santos's campaign biography, told the Times they had no record of him ever working there. That is so crazy.
Agree to disagree.
You can put Goldman Sachs on like your political campaign resume, and then nobody ever just, hey, did this guy ever work for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I you know what? What have we always told listeners, though? I feel like we've told listeners this so much on job applications. Just lie.
Make it up.
Haven't we said that? They're not going to check.
They will not check. This is exhibit A here. Just fucking say whatever you need.
And it's like, you know, I would have not previously have assumed this about running for office, but apparently no one will check that either.
No one's going to check that shit. Go for it. You want to be in Congress? Crazy. Believe in yourself.
It's like, also, they're not getting this guy out of here. Like,
oh, no.
Once you're in, you're in, you know?